Welcome to installment 62 of Sefer HaMitzvahs from the Rambam. Today we will continue yesterday's discussion of Positive Commandment 153, the commandment of Kiddush HaChedesh, the declaration and sanctification of the Jewish months and years. As we mentioned yesterday and have been speaking about this week, the Positive Commandment 153 is to sanctify the months and calculate the months and the years. As described in the book of Exodus, chapter 12, verse 2, HaChedesh HaZeh Lachem, that God commanded Moshe that this month, the month of Nisan, should be the head month for all the months of the year. As we described yesterday briefly, the Jewish calendar runs on a lunar system. The months are lunar months, which can be either 29 or 30 days. And therefore a declaration must be made of when is Rosh Chedesh, when is the first day of the month, since it might be the 30th or the 31st of the previous month. In addition, the year must be determined also properly, that since a lunar year is only 354 days approximately, and the solar year is 365, and we must have the year correspond to the solar year, since the Jewish holidays, which go after the days of the month, must fall out in the right season, Passover in the spring, and so on. Therefore, we must occasionally make a leap year to go and make up for the lost time in which the lunar year is shorter than the solar year. We also discussed the two ways of going and determining the first day of the month. One was Alpi Haria, through testimony of witnesses who testified as to their vision of the appearance of the moon, or by calculation, by astronomical calculations using the position of the stars and the sun and the moon to determine when the moon would become apparent on the earth. And who can make these determinations? A Beis Din, a Jewish court in Israel, who was properly ordained, whose ordination traces back to the days of Moshe, to Moses. And even though you might think that only the testimony that Alpi Haria needs such a Jewish court, a properly qualified Jewish court, even the calculation says that Amram also has to be done by a Beis Din, by a Jewish court in Israel. The importance of a properly qualified court making this determination is stressed by the story of Hananya, as we told yesterday from the Gemara, that severe measures were taken by the sages in Israel to stop Hananya, who was certainly, according to all opinions, a very wise and qualified sage, to go and stop him from determining the months and making leap years outside the land of Israel. And we concluded yesterday's portion by asking the question that Rambam asked in Sefer HaMitzvahs, and that he discusses at great length, that how can we today have a proper determination of the months and of the holidays? That since we no longer have a properly qualified Jewish court in Israel, how can we go and make such a determination? And as the Rambam discusses, that in this is contained deep and fundamental principles of the Jewish faith. That the Rambam says that we ourselves do not actually go and make the determination of the month. That our calculations of the astronomical position of the stars and the moon do not determine when the first day of the month is. That who goes and made the determination? That at the times of the Gemara and of the Mishnah, then when there were sages, and when Hillel made the calendar to determine for all times when will be the Rosh Chedesh and when will be the Jewish holidays, we go and have to go and follow their determination. That they, the Jewish court, has the power of determination, and they have it for all times. That they and they alone are given the power to determine when the holidays are, and they are given complete control over this. As the Rambam quotes the verse, Asher Tikru Eisam, that they are the ones that go and declare the holidays, and whatever they declare becomes holy. When they declare Rosh Chedesh, it becomes Rosh Chedesh. It becomes the first day of the month. And even more so, that Rambam says that even if they are mistaken, they made a mistake as to when the month was. Or even if they were fooled, that somebody gave them false testimony and they made it such a declaration. Or even if they were forced against their will to make such a declaration. Or as other versions have, not Maimonides, but other commentaries say that even if they intentionally transgress and intentionally, mistakenly fool everybody and declare a different Rosh Chedesh, a different first day of the month, that becomes the first day of the month. That the Beis Din in Israel, the Jewish court, is given complete control over determination of the holiday. As the Rambam says, that the same one that declared that you should have the holidays, meaning God, he also declared that you should follow the determination of the Jewish court, no matter what they say. And therefore, when we today determine the holidays and determine the calendar, we are not relying on our calculation. We are relying on the calculation they made back on those times, that they themselves made our holidays holy. And our calculation is only a gili milsa. It's only to figure out, to determine this that they already determined and they already sanctified back at the times that there was a qualified Jewish court. Contained within this is a tremendously deep principle that all of the holidays are dependent only upon the Jewish people. Then we speak about Shabbos. Shabbos is different. Shabbos, says the Gemara, is Mekacha Mekaima. It itself has its own holiness, independent whether the Jewish people are observing it or not. As we see, the Shabbos was holy even before the Jewish people were created, even in the days of creation. The holidays, however, have no independent inherent holiness in and of themselves. Their very determination of when they will be is totally dependent on the Jewish people. When the Jewish people declare it to go and be the first day of the month, then we can go and declare it Rosh Hashanah. And then we can declare it to be Yom Kippur, and we can declare Sukkot. Without that, we have no holiday, that the holiday is totally dependent on our determination. Furthermore, even more so, the Jewish court has the power to go and even change physical facts in the world, not only the holiday, the determination of when it is. As we have the well-known and amazing statements in the Jerusalem Talmud, that the Beis Din can go and actually change physical signs. As it describes there in the Talmud, that there is a physical indication, an anatomical sign, which disappears after a child is 3 years old. When is the child 3 years old? On his birthday. Let's say the child's birthday was in Adar, the second month of Adar. The child's birthday, for example, is the second day of the second month of Adar. He would normally turn 3 years old, 3 years from then, on the second day of the second month of Adar. What if it's not a leap year and there's only 1 month of Adar? The child turns three on the second day of the regular Adar, since there's only 1 month of Adar. What would happen then if along comes the first month of Adar and the child turns 3 years old? It comes the first day of Adar, the first month of Adar, and we don't know if it's going to be a leap year. The child turns three, and this physical sign, says the Gemara, would no longer be present already because the child is already 3 years old. What would happen if it's declared a leap year? The Beis Din declares a leap year, and then suddenly we find out that the child is not really 3 years old. The Beis Din has determined this child is no longer 3 years old. She will not turn 3 years old until the second day of the second month of Adar. What happens? The Talmud Yerushalmi says an amazing thing, that this sign, which disappeared because the Beis Din determined that she was already 3 years old, when the Beis Din determines that she's not 3 years old, the sign physically goes and grows back. That the Beis Din has complete control even over the physical existence and the physical reality of the world, and they're given such a power because God gives them the exclusive right and the exclusive power to determine the month. We'll go through a few laws from the Rambam's legal code, Yad HaChazaka. That when the Rambam describes the testimony which had to be taken to determine the Hebrew month, that originally it was just like any other testimony. It wasn't something which was particularly investigated. It was just taken like any other simple testimony in front of the court. However, the Baisusim, who rejected the Jewish teachings, hired false witnesses to go and intentionally mislead the Jewish people so they would go and observe the holidays on the wrong days. And therefore, as a result of the Baisusim, our sages established that the Beis Din, the Jewish court, must recognize the witnesses personally. And if they didn't recognize the witnesses personally, there must be somebody who they do recognize who can testify as to the veracity of these witnesses. In addition, the Beis Din established that there should be a drishu chkira, there should be a detailed examination of the testimony of the witnesses. They asked, for example, in which direction did they see the moon? In the north or the south? How wide was the moon? How high in the sky was it? And even the rays which emanated from the moon, in which direction were they coming out? The top, the bottom, the right, the left? And each witness would be examined separately to see if their testimony coincided. And if not, it would be seen that they were false witnesses. This that the witnesses testify as to the appearance of the moon is something which even pushes away the mitzvah of Shabbos. If they should go and see the moon appear on the Shabbos, they are entitled to go and violate the Shabbos. But since the commandment mentions the word Mayid, which means a holiday or the established time, any time it uses such a word, we learn you are able to violate the Sabbath in order to go and fulfill the commandment. And therefore, if need be, they could go and violate the Shabbos in order to go and come to Jerusalem and give their testimony. And even the supporting witnesses, who are supposed to testify as to their veracity, they could also violate the Shabbos, since their accompaniment is necessary for the determination of the month. Great meals were served at the time of the Beis HaMikdash and in the proximity to the Jewish court to go and encourage everybody to come. Then people shouldn't say, well, just as I see the moon, certainly everybody must see the moon. In order to discourage this attitude, they made a very festive occasion that everybody should want to go and come and give their testimony. And when it was determined that the month was declared, the head of the Jewish court The Av Bezdin would declare Mekudesh, it's been sanctified, and the people would answer Mekudesh, Mekudesh, and the first day of Rosh Chodesh would be declared. Then this news had to be communicated to the rest of the Jewish people. Originally they would make fires, and the fires could be seen from one mountain to another, as the Mishnah declares. And when the sign would be seen on one mountain, they would communicate it to the next mountain, and so on and so forth, till it would be communicated throughout the land of Israel. However, the Kusim, another group which rejected the teachings of the Jewish people, went and decided to sabotage this communication effort. And they made fires to go and imitate these signs, and they misled the Jewish people. At that time, it was established that shluchim, that agents or messengers should go and be sent out among the Jewish people to spread the news about when Rosh Chodesh, when the first day of the month was it the 30th or the 31st day of the previous month. Just as the court determined the Jewish month, so too they would go and determine the leap year. How do they do this? Not through testimony. The primary consideration was this tkufa. When does the spring season, as determined by the solar calendar, does spring come after the 16th of the month of Nisan, or does it come before? If it would become after, this is a sign already that Passover is falling out too early. And they would make an Ibur Hashanah. They would go and make a leap year and add another month of Adar, as we discussed in yesterday's portion. Two other signs which were used, that even though the tkufa, the spring season, might be in the proper time, we must look at the grain. The aviv, is the grain ripening in the proper time? If it's not yet ripe, it's also a sign that the month of Nisan is too early. And so too, we look at the fruit trees to see if the fruit trees which normally bloom in the time of Nisan, are they blooming? If not, then it's time to go and make a leap year. Other considerations were also given. That even if the other ones were absent, that in order to go and assure the safety of the Jewish people, and even for their convenience, as is known that at the times of the temple, the Jewish people had to go and travel to the Beis HaMikdash in Jerusalem 3 times a year minimum for the holiday of Passover, for the holiday of Shavuot, and for the holiday of Sukkot. And in order to go and travel, they needed to go and have good roads. Let's say there had been heavy rains and they washed out the roads, or the heavy rains washed out the bridges. People could perhaps risk their lives and try to go and cross the rivers, which would normally be crossed by a bridge, in order to go and prevent such inconvenience and such danger to the Jewish people. Occasionally the Beis Din could go and make a leap year. They could go and add a month of Adar, so the people would have an additional month to wait for the roads to dry out, so they could find an easier way to go and travel to Jerusalem. Lubavitcher Rebbe Shlita pointed out that in Sefer the Mitzvahs of the Rambam lists that the mitzvah is lekadosh chadoshim, or lechashiv shonim v'chadoshim, that the mitzvah is to go and sanctify the month. In other words, to declare the day of Rosh Chodesh, and also to make the calculations of the leap years and of the month. However, in his legal code, Yad HaChazakah, the Rambam doesn't mention Kiddush HaChodesh in his description of the mitzvah. He mentions that the mitzvah is to determine and to know the time to go and establish the months and the years. And he omits the idea of Kiddush HaChodesh, to go and sanctify the days. And the Rebbe goes and explains this difference in a wondrous way, which has a very deep lesson for us in our daily lives. That the Rebbe explains that what is the idea of a Jew, what is the mission of a Jew, that a Jew must bring holiness into the entire world. That when he goes, for example, and puts on tefillin, that the tefillin themselves are raised and brought up to a holier level. And not only is this particular tefillin, which is made from the skin of a cow, not only is that elevated, but the entire cow which contributed this leather for the tefillin is also elevated. In addition, the entire plant kingdom, which the animal had to eat in order to grow, in order to be healthy, is also elevated. It also contributed to the mitzvah. And so too the mineral life, all of the minerals in the earth, which go and contributed to the plant growth, which contributed to the growth of the animal, also get elevated. And the entire physical world gets elevated. We know the word olam, world in Hebrew, has two meanings. That not only does it mean place and objects, it also has the meaning of time. And just as we must elevate objects in the world, we must elevate and bring holiness into time in the world. The question is, how do we bring it into the world? We must do it with a mitzvah. And this mitzvah, says the Rebbe, is Kiddush HaChodesh, is the idea of going and sanctifying the month to declare it as a holy day. And therefore one elevates the first day of the month. However, we can do it not only in the first day of the month. We can actually bring holiness into the entire length of the year, the entire calendar. And this is by going and figuring out the calculation of the position of the moon and the stars, in which every single day is looked on as a particular part of this calculation. And thereby we bring holiness into every day of the calendar, not just the... And this is why the Rambam does not... not mention the idea of Kiddush HaChedesh, of sanctifying and declaring the first day of the month in his Yad HaChazok, in his legal code. Because he also wants to go and hint to the fact that we must go and elevate and bring sanctity into time itself. That just as we have to bring holiness into the entire creation, that this is what a Jew is created for, and this is in fact what the world is created for, Bishvil Yisrael, Bishvil HaTeira, for the Jewish people and for Teira. Just as the entire creation is for that purpose, so too time, which as the Magid the Mezritch explained, is also a creation. We must bring holiness into the entire creation. And therefore he only mentions the idea of determining the calculation, not only at the beginning of the month, but the calculation which determines every point on the entire calendar. Thank you for calling Sefer HaMitzvahs, and please tune in with us tomorrow.